We've had very high success with the vaccines. We've shown in all of the studies that we're comfortable vaccinating with single-dose vaccines, such as Suvaxin, at 3 or 5 weeks of age. We do know that when we're setting up a vaccination program, that the key driver on the age of vaccination is the maternal antibodies of the pigs, but also what other agents those pigs are going to transmit amongst themselves prior to when we can get good immunity to PCV2. And so our big challenge there, obviously, is PRRS activity. And so if we delay vaccination for PCV2 and a lot of flows till they're 5 weeks of age, and we recognize that it takes 30 days to build excellent immunity, then a lot of those pigs would have already been infected with PRRS, and so we need to pull our age of vaccination down to weaning. I think we've got to continue to keep our eye on the reproductive aspect of this virus, both because, at least to date, based on the viruses we've submitted, there's no indication that the virus has changed. It's the 2B, same genetic makeup today, yet we need to further understand what is driving it differently reproductively from one herd to the next. Within our group, we are still vaccinating sow herds on a case-by-case basis. Once we get a diagnosis, review the situation, understand it, and then decide. And then lastly, I think there's more work for us to do in terms of what is the viremia and what is the positive reduction of that viremia as it is exemplified with co-infections of PRRS, SIV, and mycoplasm. And I recognize that we are not going to be able to control those other viruses in our pig dense areas. And so if the viremia is a factor that would distinguish the outcome, then that's what we've got to continue to look at.